To protect and to serve is agreed that local police departments of all sizes rely on as their foundation. Police officers of all ranks embrace that belief on a 24/7 basis. That's, of course, they are always commended for and thanked for. That dedication to duty recently saw a Franklin, New Jersey police officer spring into action, which provoked a member of the town council to express some pretty harsh criticism of that officer. Here to review and discuss this series of events is Franklin Borough Police Detective. He's also president of the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 57. We say good morning to Detective Navin Matisich. Good morning, Detective.
Good morning, sir.
FranklinPD.org is where you learn more about the work of one of the finest police forces in our region, at least I believe. Give us a review. It was February 25th, and there was a small fire, but nonetheless a smoky fire on the pet shop on Route 23 in Franklin. What was it that took place, and what actions did one of your officers take part in?
Well, the Franklin police responded to a structure fire at the pet center or pet store on Route 23. Officer Rafael Burgos was one of the first responding officers. He came in contact with the owner. It was undetermined, if there were any occupants at the time inside the building. They did know that there were several pets in the building at the time. There was a live fire at the time. There was a heavy smoke condition. And Officer Burgos entered the structure and began removing all the pets and, again, checking for any other potential occupants that may have gotten in the building at some point, and began removing the pets and checking the building.
And this reaction brought about an injury to the officer.
It did. Unfortunately, when it was all said and done, he did suffer from a little bit of smoke inhalation.
And that was the part that compelled, for whatever reason, Franklin Borough Councilman David Finale to make a post of all places on his Facebook page, which also brings into my belief that Facebook lowers people's IQ, saying that the officer deserved not to be treated as a hero, but disciplinary action. Is there any belief, or through any conversations, anything you know of the councilman, does he not believe, like I referred to in the introduction, that a police officer, much like a firefighter, much like an EMT, technically, at least out of a sense of duty, you're on duty 24/7, does this make you or anyone believe that Finale doesn't believe that to be so?
Well, it's tough to say. I mean, I really believe that, and as well as I believe my whole department and our whole Fraternal Order of Police from the state to the national level feel that the statements made by Finale regarding Officer Burgos' actions at the structure fire are completely without merit. And I truly believe he's not only misinformed about the actual incident, but I also believe he's completely misinformed about the officer's training and police officers' training in general.
If I understand Burgos' background, he was part of a U.S. Coast Guard. He has experience conducting searches, rescue operations, and part of that involves firefighting on ships. So going into, again, this wasn't a huge blazing fire. This was more of a smoky fire. And the risk factor obviously is still there, given the smoke inhalation injury. It was the right thing to do, I guess, would be the thing to say.
Our job as police officers is difficult. We make decisions in split seconds, and people that review our actions have hours, days, and years to judge us. When we pull up to an emergency, our main goal is to protect life and property. And serve our community. And while Mr. Finale discusses the officer's lack of training, he completely failed to describe that the officer, Officer Burgos, he's a 20-year veteran in law enforcement. He has 20 years of law enforcement experience. I'm not looking to, for lack of better terms, looking to get into a confrontation with Mr. Finale, but he has no law enforcement experience. Rafael has 20 years, Officer Burgos, I should say. He failed to indicate that Officer Burgos worked as a paid emergency medical technician. He's treated people in emergency situations as an emergency medical technician. He's also served, like you mentioned, on the U.S. Coast Guard. He's conducted law enforcement search and rescue operations. I personally have worked with Officer Burgos. He's one of our finest officers. He's done a tremendous job in 20 years, and a lot of the work he's done involved firefighting on ships, like you mentioned, in the Coast Guard. So, and I've seen him on fire calls that we've had in Franklin. He not only handles himself professionally, but he does the job appropriately, and he always puts, you know, other life and other property before his. And you know, like I said, I mean, we're not looking. He wasn't looking for the status of a hero, but he wasn't looking to be criticized either. I mean, at the end of the day, he did his job the same way that I would have, and the same way that any other officer in Franklin Borough would have, as we're trained to do.
Talking with Franklin Borough Detective Nevin Matisich about the Route 23 Pet Shop fire and the resulting controversy, I guess it would be fair to say, regarding comments by Franklin Councilman David Finale. You listen to Issues and Ideas. And here, this is, again, no opinions. Let's just go to the councilman's own words. This is reading verbatim, word for word, from his Facebook page that we're referring to here. This is David Finale. A police officer who decides to enter a hazardous situation without proper training, mistake number one there, without proper equipment, where no human life is at risk, pet lovers might want to argue that one there, isn't a hero. He's, quote, a fool. He deliberately placed himself in a dangerous scenario, unnecessarily placed his well-being at risk, which, again, calls into question the Finale's measurement of what the duty of a safety officer of any department is all about, and is, all capitals here, not deserving of hero status, but rather disciplinary action, which maybe Councilman Finale needs to read the bylaws and the laws of Franklin Borough, because as far as disciplinary action, that would be up to the police department, not the council.
That's correct. I mean, anybody who's going to initiate any type of discipline would come from our police chief, Eugene McInerney.
Has your chief taken any action, or has he looked into this situation?
To the best of my knowledge, as the union president, I have not been advised that any disciplinary action has been taken. I would go and venture to say that if any discipline action was taken, I'm sure Officer Burgos would advise me, and we would vigorously defend any accusations as they're completely false and without any merit.
Now, unlike the councilman who wants to either hide behind a Facebook page or a dais in the council meeting room, the FOP Lodge 57 has offered the face-to-face and a sit-down. And again, councilman's own words in a response to the invitation by the FOP Lodge 57, quote, I am not going to meet with a bunch of union mob thugs without representation. And I read that comment, Detective. I'm starting to think, is Councilman Finale imagining this a scene from West Side Story? You know, you bring your friends, I'll bring my friends, or rumble in the street or something?
Well, I have to say that the Franklin Police Department and speaking on behalf of the Fraternal Order of Police, Lodge 57, we're just here to do our job and make sure that the officers are protected and safe. Clearly, Mr. Finale, it's more than just an issue he has with Officer Burgos. He clearly has an issue with law enforcement in general, and that's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I don't take that away from him. You're entitled to make statements. But I do have a problem when you start taking it to another level and you name call. And he has referred to police officers as pigs. He's referred to police officers as liars, and quoting from him saying police officers are trained to lie. I can tell you that no officer that I know of is trained to lie, and no officer in the Fraternal Police Lodge 57 is trained to lie. And I just think that I'm not calling his character into question. I'm not going to stoop to his level and name call because you know, I feel that that's not going to get us anywhere. But I think that it is important, if he does remain on the council, that he understands that we're employees here in Franklin, and we're here to protect and serve not only him and his family, but we're here to protect and serve the entire community. And that's our main function. And I'm not here to get into name calling because, you know, we're not children. We're here to protect children. We're here to protect adults and set a better example than what he has done thus far. I just think that if he has serious issues with any actions that were taken by any member of Franklin Police, I would be more than happy to sit down with him and discuss those issues and to explain to him why certain actions were taken. And I'm not saying that at the end of the day or the end of the meeting we would necessarily agree, but I do believe that we could probably come to some common ground. As myself, Officer Burgos, and all the members of Lodge 57 are reasonable, and we could meet in the middle, and they at least have him understand our point of view, and we could attempt to understand his point of view. I just don't think anybody gets anywhere when you start name calling. I just don't think it's appropriate.
Just to wrap up, these are my words to Franklin Councilman David Finale. You, sir, can learn a lot about dignity, about respect, about maturity, and about service to the people who hire and employ you by studying the work and the actions of Officer Rafael Burgos. And for Officer Burgos, I'm sure the vast majority, if not all, of the Franklin Borough community is grateful for the efforts he made that night in February 25th and for everything that the Franklin Borough Police does. And what is increasingly challenging times, if you look at some of the stories in the paper every day of what communities are facing, that probably wasn't part of the plan when a lot of people moved into this region. But nevertheless, reality is reality, and that's something that every police officer has to face, has to address, and has to combat every single day. And the Franklin Borough Police are some of the best who get the job done and keep the people safe every way possible and keep the pets safe, too. Because they're part of the community as well, and they mean a lot to a lot of people. We've been joined this morning by Franklin Borough Police Detective Nevin Matisich. And Detective, thanks so much for presenting your case as you did, factually and maturely, unlike someone else. And thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you very much. It's great talking to you.